So I've covered this topic once before, and it has to do with traffic on Route 84. And there's a couple of things they can do to make the traffic better. The first, and it would certainly be inexpensive. I remember a long time ago, they used to have signs along the highway that said, maintain speed, uphill grade. We need to go back to that. That just makes so much sense. If you've got a sign that tells you that you're going to go uphill, people will be aware, because apparently they're not aware when they're driving through. And in sections of Connecticut, there are hills on the road, so what you want to do is let people know that they're actually up to a hill, and when they get to that hill, they need to keep their speed going at the right speed. A big area for that is if you're headed westbound and you're going up towards exit 7, when you get to that area and you notice that what has to happen is you're going up the hill. And as you're going up the hill, the cars go slower and slower and slower. And the next thing you know, instead of doing 55 miles an hour, they're doing 45 miles an hour until they get to the crest of the hill. And then they realize they're going slow. So what do? They step on the gas and they start going 65 miles an hour down the other side. And that's where the speed limit slows down, because you've got that wacky left-hand exit off of 84 to get onto Route 7 North. And that comes to part number two. Part number two says, the section of 84 in Danbury, it is between where Route 7 South is and then Route 7 North are. And it's, at one point, the roads are conjoined. That is, Route 7 and Route 84 are the same piece of physical highway. Connecticut does that a lot. Actually, most states do that a lot. They combine federal and state and other highway dollars together onto one piece of pavement, and that way they can afford to maintain the roads by having two or three budgets combined. Anyway, if the state of Connecticut were to rename the piece of highway that goes from where 7 South joins 7 to 7 North, that will rename 7 instead of 84. Then in both directions, both east and west, what you'd have is a section of highway, and you would need to exit a regular right-hand exit to get onto 84. And that would avoid that confusion of people who are trying to get to 7, and they have what they consider to be an odd left-hand exit. So, you've got the left-hand exit, which is obviously causing people all kinds of problems. Just change the name of the road. Call the road 7. Now it's an exit onto 84, and that should work out. So you've got traffic that's moving at a good rate of speed, because the signs will say, hey, you're going uphill, make sure your speed is right, and you won't have the left-hand exits anymore in Danbury. They'll both be right-hand exits, and that will also work to move traffic flow. It's just a thought, and we'll move on.